For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
This is Phil Smith of the Drug War Chronicle with this week's Krupp Cop Stories for the Drug Truth Network. This week we have them at every stage of the criminal justice process, from arrest to guilty plea to sentencing. For a pair of greedy, wheeling-dealing cops in St. Louis and Miami, the ride to the criminal justice funhouse is just getting started. A former St. Paul cop has just copped a plea, and now former cops in Connecticut and Hawaii are heading to prison. I'll tell you about the folks in St. Louis. In St. Louis, a suburban Hillsdale, Missouri police officer was indicted in an elaborate cocaine distribution conspiracy, according to a press release from the Office of the U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Missouri. Hillsdale Police Sergeant Christopher Cornell conspired with a tow truck company operator to rip off drug dealers and resell their cocaine, the feds charged. The tow operator would set up drug runners to deliver coke in Hillsdale and then notify Cornell, who would stop them and jail them for minor violations, leaving their cars at the roadside. The towing company would then tow the cars, steal the drugs, and resell them. U.S. Attorney Catherine Hanaway estimated that the scheme had brought in $2.4 million in profits. The indictment also seeks the forfeiture of Cornell's property, including a Mercedes-Benz and other cars. As always, there are more corrupt cop stories. Check them out online at www.stopthedrugwar.org.
The following comes to us courtesy of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me on NPR.
There's been a rise in the number of kids experimenting with drugs in recent years. According to one government study, in part, that rise in drug use was inspired by what?
The Bush administration.
Actually, indirectly, you're correct. But specifically, what program in the Bush administration?
The anti-drug program of the Bush administration.
Exactly right. Specifically, government anti-drug ads. You know, the ones on TV that you see all the time?
I really want my brain to be a fried egg.
Exactly.
Whoa!
You're like, that looks tasty.
Yeah.
Since 1998, the federal government has spent $1.4 billion on a series of anti-drug ads aimed at young people. Drug use, particularly among the young viewers the ads are aimed for, have increased. And even weirder, the government spent $200 million on more such ads after they found out they didn't work. I mean, what are they smoking?
That is less surprising, in fact.
Yeah. Really? Yeah, yes. That makes more sense.
Reminds me of another war.
Yeah.
So here with this bunch, they've got a war on drugs that causes drug use. They've got a war on terrorism that causes terrorism. You know, if you set these guys loose on, like, an endangered woodpecker or something, you could probably...
I know.
You know, bring it right back. You know what I mean? Let's declare war on the white rhinoceros.
History's going to look back at this time of drug war with a hell of a scowl on its face, don't you think? Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.